For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Now you can taste it. Now you can taste the weekend. It is Friday, and everyone is looking forward to. I know this is not Yacht Rock, but for me, this is Yacht Rock. If I'm on a yacht and it's a Friday afternoon, I want Rebecca Black blasting. Joining us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, is Drew Wagner. Hi, Drew.
Hello. You know me. I'm down with the crappy pop.
I know you are. I love it.
I was blasting it last night at softball to try and get us to shake out of our slump.
Yeah, I heard it. It was a rough night for the Kevin Holden nine.
Yeah, we did not show up. We had a stinker. We need Murph to come talk to us and go over some things and remind us to be undaunted and relentless and all the other buzzwords.
I apologize to Kevin that I know he had enough people last night, but I did apologize to him that I was unable to make it.
We could have used some thunder.
Not that I'm even on the team, but as I did tell him, I did go 6-for-6 in a doubleheader Tuesday night. So,
hell, I'm barely on the team. They just had me there to bring the cooler and.
Did you bring the cooler?
I bring the cooler every game, baby.
There you go. That's a big win in itself.
Yeah.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. By Andrew Wagner on Twitter. Matt Arnold spoke earlier today. I would venture to guess that Willy Adames is not being traded.
Yeah, I really don't think he's going to be. They're not. He is so valuable to this team in ways that you cannot, even in this day where you have a stat for everything, you cannot measure his value to this team, what he has done inside that room, in the dugout, 10 times more than on the field. Just the fact alone that he has taken Jackson Churio under his wing and been such a mentor to the kid, that alone is just worth the price. They've gotten calls, you know.
I'm sure.
They've gotten calls, but they're always going to listen and they're always going to look for ways to make the team better, but I don't really think this team gets better by moving Willy Adames. I really don't. I don't think Matt Arnold and his guys think so either.
Drew Wagner joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I was looking at like the shortstop free agents from last year, and there was nobody. I mean, Paul DeJong, Ahmed Rosario, and it made me think that like maybe there's a chance that. The market for shortstops isn't so great that teams are in love with their young shortstops, that maybe there's a chance that they could get Willie back.
I mean, there's always a chance. The thing that I always point to people is, you know, they get upset that they let certain guys go and they focus on young guys. So at that point, you look at the numbers. If player A puts up X numbers and player B puts up similar numbers, do you want the player that's older and it costs millions and millions of dollars and is going to eventually hit that other side of the mountain and start going downward? Or do you want the player that's young, very inexpensive, with those same numbers, and they're only going to get better? Now, again, like I said, there are intangibles at play here. I don't know if basically for the same argument that you just put out there, because the shortstop market has been so lackluster of late, you know, that's going to make his value on the open market even higher. So, sure, there's a chance. I don't think it's likely because I do believe that Joey Ortiz is the shortstop of the future for this team. As great as he's been at third base, I mean, he just profiles as a natural shortstop. He was a natural shortstop.
Yep.
There's a lot that goes into it. But, yeah, you're right. There's a chance. Is it a likely chance? Probably not, but there's a chance.
I know he's not having season-ending surgery, but I'm still kind of bummed about Christian Yelich. You know, I just think, like, you're 32, you got some nerve damage, you got a bat, you know. It's not like you're having surgery on a broken arm and a broken arm heals. It's if you do have surgery in the offseason, like, the back is a tricky thing. I think even rest and rehab's a tricky thing with the back. I'm just, like, I'm kind of bummed for him because he's 32, and I'm worried that he's... Even if he plays well in the future, he's going to be in pain. Like, I'm just bummed for him.
Well, I don't think anyone's more bummed than he is himself. I mean, he has become the leader of this team, and he wants to be out there. He's a gamer. I mean, look, the guy came back from a month-long stint on the IL, played in basically 52 straight games. People got all up in a bunch because he sat out the day before the first half finale. I mean, listen... That's why he sat out. You know, those back issues can be tricky. That's why they have to be careful with him at times. It sounds like he's going to have surgery once the season is done. That seems like an almost foregone conclusion.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
But the good news is, if that's the case, you know, they expect him to be ready to go at or early in spring training. So he's going to try and rest and rehab it best he can. They're going to try and manage it and hope that they get, you know, a good month run out of him because it's worked before. You just kind of have to, you know, take the best case scenario. It's like he said the other day, both for the short and long-term future.
Drew Wagner joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily at By Andrew Wagner. Brewers back home. It's Yacht Rock night. It's Hawaiian shirt tomorrow. It's Ryan Braun in the Walk of Fame Sunday. It feels like that. It's like a renewed energy. You beat the Twins for two. You beat the Cubs 2 out of 3, and then you come home and you got all this fun stuff going on. But it's just kind of nice to be home, isn't it?
And they're going to have a lot of that in the second half. They've got a very, very home-loaded schedule and a lot of off days, home off days, which are, you know, like basically having two off days in one. It lines up in their favor. Now, I don't know if you can really say that Yacht Rock is going to fire anybody up. I mean, the music is god-awful, put you to sleep. And, yeah, let's celebrate rich people with boats, you know, living that snotty Lake Geneva life. Yeah, that's a great way to get fired up.
Are you saying Yacht Rock is not that loafers and fancy snazzy hats
too short shorts, yep, and way too much male thigh showing? Yeah, no, yes. Thanks. Hard pass.
Ooh, a thigh. Now you got me thinking. It's with a young team like this, especially, I do think it's a team that feeds off that energy at home. But also, like, you got like Rhys Hoskins, who we're waiting to come around. Well, we saw the difference like that Rhys Hoskins was when he played in front of that Philly crowd, you know, when he would get fired up and throw the bat after home runs and stuff like that. Like, there is that element of excitement when things are going well, when you're playing in front of the home crowd.
Absolutely. I mean, that goes without saying. I think if you look at their home record this year, you know, it backs up that theory. I mean, this team responds to the moments. They feed off the energy. And I think that's definitely the sign of a young team that's living in the moment. So you're right. You're right in that regard. I mean, I'm still going to argue with you about Yacht Rock, but
that's fair. You can, you're probably right about Yacht Rock. If it was early 90s hip hop night, now we're talking. But that's neither here nor there. We talked about a lot, you know, on Monday and last week, and we're going to keep talking about it for the next 5 days. That search for one more starting pitcher, which I many of us think could be coming. I don't know that we think it's coming for sure. If Ross comes back, DL Hall now, of course, I'm forgetting the closers. Devin Williams, you know, being formidable in the bullpen. It still feels like they need an innings eater, though, right?
And I think that was one of the key takeaways from our chat with Matt today was, you know, we asked him kind of flat out, like, what do you think this need, the biggest need is right now? And it wasn't, you know, veteran bat. It wasn't starting pitcher. It wasn't relief pitcher. It was length. You know, they're looking for length. If they can find it in terms of an inning starter, great. Go for it. You know, no one's going to say no. But at the same time, they think they can do well if they find a guy that can just provide length. So if that's a guy that can come in relief and give you a couple of innings, I mean, that's just as valuable because now you're not having to pay the price of a starter. You've got a lot of options internally for starters, and you're taking pressure off the bullpen. I think that is more vital than having a starter. Obviously, ideally, you'd like to go out there and get an ace that can give you, you know, seven innings every time you give him the ball. But with the way that bullpen has worked, you know, finding a guy that can go out there and eat innings and take some of the load off these guys that have been just working their asses off since April, you know, plugging holes in the dam, I think that would probably go a lot further to this team's chances.
Are you you watching the Olympics at all?
Oh yeah, baby! I'm an Olympics nerd. Not happy with the opening ceremony.
Mrs. Thunder and I are having some people over tonight, so we're watching it tonight on the NBC broadcast, not the Peacock.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if they actually raise the Olympic flag upside down, or if it was just crumbled up and looked like it was upside down. Because there's always one big snafu in the opening ceremony.
Of course.
Go back to Vancouver when the pillar didn't lift up and. There's always something, but that's kind of a bad one. You kind of want to make sure you got that flag going the right way.
What's your thoughts on ice cream cake, Drew?
The Whale, Cookie Puss, and boys at Carvel know what they're doing.
They do. I mean, Carvel definitely knows what they're doing. But, you know, whether it's Dairy Queen or Baskin Robbins, if you were to choose a dessert, are you ever choosing ice cream cake?
You're talking to the guy for, like, most of his children. You know, I'm not going to lie. For most of my 46 years, my childhood dream of getting a Cookie Puss or Fudgy the Whale birthday cake is still there. So, yeah, you know,
yes, if someone
said, hey, happy birthday, I got you Fudgy the Whale. Dude, heck yeah, man.
Drew, awesome talking to you. Always awesome talking to you. Enjoy the homestand. Enjoy the Olympics more so, and I'll see what I can do about a Cookie Puss.
We'll talk water polo next time.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Drew.
Yep.
Drew Wagner, Forbes.com. You can follow him at @ByAndrewWagner on the Twitterverse.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.